I am gonna ask what will be the next genre you'd like to enter into?
Well, I keep threatening to make a country album, so that might be the next one. I'm not sure, actually. We've pretty busy with touring all this year. I mean, I've been on tour. I've been to Japan, Holland. Japan was with Eric Clapton. I was playing keyboards in his band. Also doing tours with my own band. As you mentioned, we've got Glastonbury next week. I've got some more stuff with Eric in the USA later in the year. But I'll be touring the UK with my own band in September and October. And there's one night at, I think we're coming to Cardiff, by the way. Pretty sure we must be. If not, I'll have a word. Words will be said. But there's on the one night at the Albert Hall, we will have both. We will have the big band and my regular band and a couple of other guests. So it promises to be either a fantastic extravaganza or a complete catastrophe. I'm sure it'll be the former. I hope so anyway.
I sincerely hope so too, and that does sound like it's going to be a treat of an evening with the big band and your own band and some very special guests. Can you give us a little hint of who might be joining, or is it going to be a big surprise?
Well, no, well, there might be some surprises, but apart from the big band, we have Nick Lowe will be joining me, my friend of many, many years. We'll be back together doing. I'm not sure what Nick is going to do, actually. He's got free rein. He can either do something solo, or I suspect we'll probably do something me and him together, maybe acoustically, and or with my band. We haven't quite figured that detail out yet. But as I say, I'll be singing songs from this current album with the big band to start the show. Then we'll bring Nick on and probably do something a little acoustically, and then it'll be back to the regular band and the songs that people who are familiar with me will be familiar with, like How Long, Living Years, Over My Shoulder, things like that.
And one other question I've got to ask Paul, because you did mention it earlier, Glastonbury next week. You're going to be there on the 25th of June. And what is that going to feel like for you being at Glastonbury? Because if I'm right in thinking, Elton is also headlining it.
Well, we're on the acoustic stage, even although I will be doing it with my band. I mean, I've played Glastonbury, I think, four or five times in different guises. I've done the pyramid stage with my own band. I've done the acoustic stage. I think the last time we did it was with my friends Nick Lowe and Andy Fairweather Lowe. We did a little trio, acoustic trio thing there. So it'll be exciting. I mean, we're doing the Saturday night with the last on the acoustic stage. Let's hope the weather stays like this, I think.
Yes, fingers crossed, especially, definitely. Well, Paul Carrack is going to be at Glastonbury on June the 25th, and a UK tour will start on September the 22nd, starting in Liverpool, going from Liverpool to Glasgow, London, Southend, Birmingham, Bath. And you did say you probably might have a day in Cardiff lined up, hopefully.
Well, we're definitely working on it. I know that.
Excellent. Well, Paul, thank you ever so much for joining me here on GMRG this morning. But before I do go, I have got one of my favourites from the album lined up to play us out.
Okay.
And I believe it's Don't Wait Too Long. Would you do me the great honour of introducing it for us?
Indeed, I will. So this is the title track from the new album from Paul Carrack with the SWR Big Band and Strings. It's a song written by an artist called Madeline Peru, and it's called Don't Wait Too Long.